The holiday season is upon us, which means more time with friends and family, more Christmas and New Year's parties, and more drinking. Last week, the Orange County Health Department held a community panel to talk about the dangers of drinking alcohol. Health Director Quintana Stewart said alcohol continues to be a local problem.
According to county health rankings, when it comes to excessive drinking, 18% of Orange County's adult population reported binge drinking or heavy drinking compared to 17% in North Carolina. When it comes to alcohol-impaired driving deaths, Orange County's alcohol-related motor vehicle crash deaths is 31% compared to 29% in North Carolina.
Stewart said the pandemic has exacerbated drinking issues throughout the state. North Carolina saw a 36% increase in drinks per month and a 33% increase in binge drinking in 2020. Eleanor Landis is the director of the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition, which aims to prevent the harms of excessive drinking in town. She said one way to prevent this issue is by reframing it through what she calls the prevention paradox, which shows the most harm of alcohol comes from people in low-risk activities.
This prevention paradox illustrates to us that alcohol use and abuse isn't something that we can relegate off to the side. It is not an isolated problem. When we're thinking about alcohol as a problem in our community, we should be thinking about it at a population level, and thus our strategies should be designed to reach the entire population.
Those solutions become especially important when considering the racial disparities present in alcohol harms. While white people have the highest rate of heavy drinking, African American and Latino communities experience higher rates of persistent alcohol abuse.
We have a white population that is using at the highest rate, but just like in other public health problems, disparities exist within this realm.
In North Carolina, Landis said one group that has seen prevention success is young people. Over the past decade, underage drinking in the state has declined dramatically, from 42% in 2005 to just 24% in 2019. The state has also seen young people having their first drinks later in life, something Landis said is vital for ensuring healthy habits down the line.
What we do know is that the longer we can delay a young person's first sip, even sip of alcohol, the better their outcomes will be in the long term.
That success, however, hasn't always translated to the whole population. According to a 2017 study from the UNC Gillings School of Public Health, alcohol is responsible for more than 100 violent crimes and more than 600 property crimes in a typical year. The study also revealed alcohol cost the local health department more than $111 million in 2017. While there are clear harms associated with alcohol in our community, Landis said the good news is that we know what works to mend these issues.
Things like affordable housing, things like jobs that support a family, things like equitable access to education, all of those things that we're really wrestling with in Orange County right now are preventative factors to help us tackle the issues with regards to alcohol.
For more information about solutions and best practices about alcohol consumption, visit downtownchapelhill.com/coalition. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.